If a friend tells you that they're being abused, or if you really have good reason to suspect that they are, what should you do?
I think friends and family members can really play an important role in offering support to someone who is in an abusive relationship. I think that how you would approach that would really depend on what the nature of your relationship is like, how clear the evidence is. Like, if you've seen their partner actually physically hurt them, let's say you've seen their partner hit them or something like that, then I think you have some more concrete evidence to take to them and open that conversation. And I think the conversations can be more difficult to open if it is just sort of a suspected, you've seen maybe some of those signs, like a change in their behavior, a change in their mood, and you're concerned for them. But regardless, I think that you can go to the person and you can say to them that you're concerned for them. Be really careful not to judge them, not to use blaming things, blaming questions or blaming language, or to even really subtly imply that the person isn't making good decisions. When I previously worked as a counselor, working directly with clients, and I had clients who were in abusive relationships who told me that if I told them that they were going, that I thought that they should leave their abusive partner, that they weren't going to return to counseling. And so I think that what that tells me is that for some people, if that's the approach that you take, if you're approaching someone who's in an abusive relationship or in a potentially abusive relationship, and you say, well, you shouldn't be with this person, that can really lead to sort of a defensive response, or they may be afraid to leave their partner and not see that as an option. And so it's important more so to kind of open that conversation regardless in a more open-ended way, and asking them, letting them know, say, I'm concerned for you. It seems like you've been really upset lately. What's going on? Is there anything going on in your life or in your relationship that I can help you with? I'm here for you. I don't know what's going on. It seems like something's going on with you, and I want you to know that I'm here for you if you need me or if you need someone to talk to. I think that sort of opening for the conversation is a way that's more likely to help that person feel comfortable telling you what's going on and feel like they can talk with you about it.
It's very baffling to people who aren't in this situation to understand why victims make excuses for their abuser or stay with them. But why do they do those types of things?
There are many, many reasons why somebody may choose to stay in an abusive relationship. And then there are often a lot of reasons that somebody may have. So it may not just be there's this one reason why this person's choosing to be and stay in that relationship. There's a lot of common reasons that you'll hear that we've kind of heard through our research and that you'll hear when you're talking to people who work with clients who've been affected by domestic violence. So some of the common ones that you hear most often are that the person who's abusing them may have threatened them and said, if you leave me, I'll kill you, or I'll hurt you, or I'll do this, that, and the other thing to you. Or they may have said, if you leave, I'm not going to let you leave me. I'll hunt you down and I'll bring you back to me. And so they may literally feel like they can't leave, or that for them, staying in that relationship is actually the safer choice. They may be dependent on their partner, especially if there's if they're financially dependent on their partner and they don't have a job that pays well enough or that pays enough to support themselves. So we know that economic dependence is another reason why people may stay in those relationships. Sometimes people feel like if they left the abusive relationship that they would be letting down their family, or maybe they're part of a religious group or some sort of community group where staying in the relationship is really, really the most important thing. And so if they were to leave that, they feel like maybe they would be ostracized or shunned from that community or from their family. And so that may be another reason why they would stay. Sometimes they don't feel like they have the options, or they don't know that they have choices. Honestly, sometimes people don't necessarily recognize the severity of the abuse that they're experiencing. They may view it as sort of a normal thing and not see it as something that is abusive, or they may not be comfortable using that language. So those are just some of the reasons. There are many other reasons, and I would say that would be a good way to approach that conversation with a person would be to ask them, you know, what is it about this person that's keeping you in that relationship? And, you know, trying to approach that conversation not in a judgmental way, but in a way of really trying to understand what are some of their concerns about ending the relationship. They may also love the partner, too. I think that's another one to keep in mind. I think that's hard to understand. How can you love somebody who's hurting you? But they may have feelings of love. They may care for the person. If they've been together a long time, let's say they're living together, they have kids, you know, they may also just really feel like and be understanding of the fact that ending that relationship would be a very complicated process.
Many times you'll hear people say, well, he promised he'd never do it again. You know, he swears it's not going to happen again, or time will go by when it doesn't happen. In your research, do you see that people who have a pattern of committing domestic violence, do they really stop?
Well, I always think it's possible for people to stop. And locally and in most communities around the state and in the country, there are specific abuser intervention programs that are designed to help people change their abusive behaviors. And we know that some people can have successful outcomes from those programs. However, I do think that somebody who is exhibiting violent abusive behaviors really does need to seek that sort of intervention and really make a commitment to changing those behaviors. Because we do know that people will often say that, just as you said, people will often make those kind of promises. I won't do it again, or I promise this is the last time. I'll make it up to you. And then maybe some time passes, and then it happens again. And that's all part of what's known as the cycle of violence, is sort of this repetitive process that happens. And what can happen is that the violence, not always, but sometimes it can become more and more severe over time. And so kind of going back to your earlier question about how does it sort of develop, or why do people end up in these relationships, the reality is that it might start at a very lower level, you know, and then the next time it gets a little bit more severe, and the next time it gets a little bit more severe, and so on and so on. And so especially I would say if somebody has experienced one or two or a few incidents of violence, and especially if they notice that it becomes like more and more severe over time and it's escalating, that would be a real sign to seek help as soon as possible, because to stop that escalation pattern.
Where can you find more information to help a friend, or if you are in this situation yourself?
Okay, well, there is the National Domestic Violence Hotline, which is a great resource. They have a phone line where you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they have trained professionals. Also locally, the Family Services of Piedmont has a crisis line in Greensboro and in High Point. And so those are great resources. We also in Greensboro have the Family Victims Unit through the Greensboro Police Department, and they have trained law enforcement officers designed to help as well. The other place that I would suggest, actually in October, throughout the month of October, through our Sea to Triumph campaign, which sort of sprang out of our research that we've done, we're going to be doing a whole series on the theme of how to help a friend. And so especially for someone who may know somebody who's in that situation and be struggling with what to do, we'll have resources throughout the month of October. That's our theme for Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
And how can they find out more information about that?
Okay, you can find our Sea the Triumph at www.seethetriumph.org. And we're also on different social media channels as well. But if you go to the website, you can find that.
Dr. Christine Murray from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you very much.
For the National Domestic Violence Hotline, please call 1-800-799-7233. That's 1-800-799-7233. For help locally from Family Services of the Piedmont, call 336-387-6161. 336-387-6161. Or for Family Services of Winston-Salem, 336-722-8173. That's 336-722-8173. I'm Charlie, and you're listening to Triad Today on 98.7 Simon.